How many people died in here? Couldn't even tell you. Gotta be a lot, though. Gotta be a lot. Every building that was occupied, people are just gone. Weapons everywhere. Yeah, I don't know what this is. It was some kind of weapon. Smell the death. The gunpowder, explosives, all in this place. It's all mixed in one. As a star. Man, please. Wreck. As I walk through Azovstal, I think about all the Ukrainian fighters who died here. Who were these people? Were they valiantly protecting their homeland, as we've all been told? Or is there something else at play? Since 2014, the Ukrainian military and integrated Azov Battalion has engaged in a violent campaign against their own citizens of the Donbas region, for resistance to Ukrainian laws and traditions that discriminate against their Russian language and heritage. The result has been the brutal slaying of over 14,000 innocent men, women, and children in this region that continues even to this day.
They shooting for us, yeah. Some of the mats, yes, Ukrainian, we see it, Ukrainian don't help us, anyway, Ukrainian shooting for us, they killing our people.
The fact conveniently ignored in the West is that these nationalist extremists have engaged in training American extremists and were so feared by the American government that Congress acted to designate them as a terrorist organization in 2019. The violent extremist who murdered 10 innocent minorities in Buffalo used the same symbolism in his rantings of hatred and his social media postings and on the American weapon he used to commit his atrocious crimes. Now, between this incident and the Uvalde incident, the outcry from the American people have been loud and clear, yet the silence has been deafening. Hey guys, I just want you to hear what I hear from my hotel room. The bombing. Damn. They're hitting this beautiful city hard. Check this place out. Hold on, I'll flip it around. I got my microphone, so I'm gonna mix it in with this video. Because the camera mic sucks. Now, you can't really see much in here. I'm like a little corner. This is the sounds. This is what. Jesus Christ, that was a close one. Welcome to Donetsk. These people have been living this for years now.
When just a few days later, the Ukrainian military carried out 3 school shootings in Donetsk. Not with AR-15s, but with American-made 155 howitzers from a distance of almost 40 miles away. That's right. Schools 13, 22, and 33 were hit on the very last day of school in Donetsk. However, because other bombings in the region, the celebrations had been canceled and luckily, most of the kids celebrated remotely from their homes. That doesn't mean everybody escaped. Two teachers were killed, and one student, who had no place to go, was killed.
So this is a school, children's school in Voroshilov district in Donetsk region. It was bombed by the Ukrainian forces, probably with the weapons the West is always sending. As you see, there is just a people's district, no military facilities or anything. So people are hating the administration of, well, Biden, the West, European Union, even more and more.
Саме головне, що американський Байден візьме, щоб узнав, як ми тут мучаємося із-за нього. Он сказал, что вышенная земля ему надо. Не надо, мы слушали. Да.
Какой президент вы имеете?
Наш президент Зеленский, это тварь из твари. Он продал нас с потрохами. Он слушает, что Байден скажет, слушает, что ему Макрон скажет, слушает, что все. Ему без разницы, что мы здесь мучаемся.
Да,
вы поняли меня?
Мы тут все и русские.
Да, я понял, понимаю.
Вот.
Понял.
Единственная у нас надежда на Россию, что она нам восстановит нам дома. Обещаю.
The American people are starting to become aware what the American government is sponsoring. And what message do you have for those people?
Но, может быть, американскому народу стоит объяснить своему правительству, пусть решают свои проблемы, не лезут чужие. Не надо им лезть вообще на Донбасс. Мы живем в своей стране, но им тут делать однозначно нечего. Пусть оружие свое оставят при себе. Школы должны учить, а не от снарядов разгребать.
Спасибо.
A little bit what happened here.
Incredibly, on the 14th of May, there was an attack on the school.
Mm-hmm.
We need to note that there is no military objects here. So it's a civilian part of the city. There is no arms, there are no army, and it was bombed massively by the Ukrainian side. Actually, there was USMERSH to attack the place, and the pupils were all in the online distance education, and the teachers were here. So two of people of the school were killed, 20 were injured, more than 20, that's 20, who officially addressed the hospital. This is incredible because it's very symbolical. This school was built in 1949. In 1943, it resisted the fascist occupation and the fascist bombarding. It resisted. In 2022, it was bombed by the same fascist with the other face, with the totalitarian Ukrainian side, which does this in order to do the psychological destabilization. There is no military object. What is the aim? The aim is to destabilize it by the civilians. This is something like we can call the copied bombardments. They are cruel. They have no human feeling in themselves.
Yeah, but so this is 2022, but this isn't the first time this has happened in this city.
Yes, actually, that was happening during 8 years. So this is a thing which happens every day, every week. While it was in 2014, it happened. Then it happened from time to time. And mm-hmm. Now the strikes and the bombardments are intensified. So now we can witness that every day. And if you're here and you stay here in Donetsk, you will hear how they are attacking Donetsk. And you will understand that they're attacking the regions, which are the regions where there is no army, where there are civilians. And they had received from the West the artillery, which gives you the possibility to strike really far.
Yeah. In fact, last night we heard 155s being utilized against the city.
Yes.
And just a few minutes ago, I heard an explosion.
Yeah, actually, when you are in Donetsk, you hear it every hour. Actually, it's very intensified. And according to people who live here permanently, this is really now a hard phase of the bombarding. Before, they were bombarding Kyivsky rayon, Petrovsky rayon, but they were not touching the center. Okay. Now we can hear.
Yeah, I just heard it again.
Yeah, we hear it. And for people, you know, they live here, they are still extremely pro-Russian. They're extremely anti this Ukrainian Western nationalism, which is a total fake, which is like something incredible, like a theory of aggression, like an apology of aggression, religion of aggression. And that is not changing people's mind. It's making them to be more favorable to the resistance.
Yeah.
So that gives courage for them. And I think this is the people, the children of Donbas. These are heroes, small heroes. And many of them says, when I will be old, or when I will grow up, I will go to battle with the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
I wish them good luck and courage. People understand that this is war, and this is the war not only between Ukrainian and pro-Russian side. This is a war of two ideologies. This is the globalism against anti-globalism. And in order to defend your own ideology, your right for being Russian, for speaking Russian, they have to war. This is the clash of civilization, if we can use the terms of the Samuel Huntington's concept. This is really a hardcore conflict, which was provoked artificially by the Western forces and by the globalists. So all this is the clash of civilization, and the problem is that from that side, from the side of the Ukrainians, there is their religion, they're obsessed by the aggression.
Живу в Генічеськи очень давно, 55 лет. Что я могу сказать? У меня брат родной в Донецке. Мне очень жаль, что 8 лет он под бомбежкой был. Никто не замечал, ни пресса, ни наша, ни украинская, никто не замечал. Россия помогала, Европа не помогала. Американская нога сюда ступила, все, конец света. Лаборатории, разруха, начиная. Они, куда бы ни ступила Америка, Афганистан, Югославия, Ливия, это Сирия, ну везде свою ногой топчет. Гоните их до конца. Иначе нет. Грибочек он, сердечко, вот этот корень этот останется. Он все равно будет разрушать, будет вырастать. И опять та же самая комедия будет, понимаете? Их надо рушить отсюда. Это ядро самое, ядро. Все разрушено, все. Они уничтожали. Америке им не надо, народ им надо, земля. Им надо Байдена сына здесь. Газ качать, вот, который они... Не завершили этот момент, начали, но не дали им.
Спасибо вам большое,
что вы защищаете нас.
Hey guys, John Mark Dugan, live in Azovstal. I'm going to be taking you through a walkthrough of an Azov battalion bunker that was here. We're going to see lots of Western weapons. We're going to see lots of radical symbolism. And you know, as bad as this image might seem to you, it doesn't even begin to convey exactly how much destruction there is here.
Yeah.
This place has seen some better days, that's for sure. Suffering here is incomprehensible, and it's nothing I could possibly convey to anybody watching this video. It's only when you go out and you speak to the people in the streets and hear how they have suffered because of the Ukrainian government, provoked by the American government and NATO, and then supplied with their weapons, that you understand the depth of their sorrow. The citizens of the Donbas want the American people to know, and they all have a message for you.
Скажите, пожалуйста, а можно передать в Америку то, что у меня дочка погибла? Нет, погибла возле подъезда. Строительная 144, квартира 182.
Что случилось?
Прилетела мина. Муж раненый, сестра моя раненая в квартире лежит. Она закопана у меня под окнами. Просто закопана, как собака. Ребенок ни за что погиб. У меня погибла дочка, Гариночка, моя родная погибла. В квартире лежит Анжела раненая, муж у меня раненый. Где-то глухо слеп отец мой, мать ноги сдали, не ходит. Вот здесь сидим в разрушенных квартирах, все сгоревшее.
Правду передайте, американцам передайте, всем, что они с нами сделали. Это нелюди.
Прямо берут, стреляют нас.
Нацисты, натуральные.
Да. Разбивали все дома.
Я стояла, к ней пришла.
Они тушенку забирают, а продукты берут.
Там и рассыпают макароны, вот это все.
Чтоб никому ничего не давали.
The Ukrainians did? They took everything?
Да, да.
Like medicine and medical supplies?
Да, Россия дает, а Россия они, дает, они уничтожают,
тушенку твари. Тушенку забирают, а продукты уничтожают.
Bring them more.
Это самое натуральное, фашисты.
Ну, 160-й дом хотели тушить, а его, получается, этих людей, которые тушили, их расстреляли снайперы.
Одного человека.
Нет, там их, ну, парень. Было 5 человек. Ну, ну да, вот, а 5 человек, там тоже были, которые там есть, и там.
I've spoken to hundreds of people here, so many people willing to tell their stories. And I ask myself, where are the Western journalists? This is a story that the people of Russia and the Donbass republics are desperate to tell, to have their voices heard. I've met a large number of journalists here from India, Japan, China, Serbia, and many other countries that don't toe the NATO globalist line. I'm the only American. During my 6 trips to this region, the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has asked me constantly when I'm going to drag some Western journalists here. Now I've tried and failed. I've spoken to journalists at every Western news agency I know, to include the New York Times, the Daily Beast, and even the Daily Mail. Yet none of them are willing to take a look at the other side of things, and they all have excuses why they can't come. Not to say that there aren't any journalists from the West, per se. I've met one from Germany and 2 from the Netherlands. All 3, who now have to apply for political asylum in Russia because they face arrest by their respective governments for publishing articles telling the truth of the situation instead of the false narrative regurgitated by the collective governments of the West. That's right, in the seemingly free West, journalists with independent reporting face arrest for telling the objective truth and not Ukrainian propaganda. In America, only one news agency has been courageous enough to publicly question this narrative being pushed and to show the true reality, and that's One America News.
And Azovstal is liberated from Ukrainian army, and it was a very important symbol for all the globalist world and for all the media. The Azovstal is liberated as of steel, and it is liberated not only from Ukrainians but from the globalism. Now it's Russian.
You see those huge destruction of Azovstal, this notorious factory, and it was a huge and fierce fighting between the Russian forces, and it was very difficult to take it over from those notorious Azov right-wing organizations, which is of course prohibited in many states. But this is what we are seeing, and nobody knows what they are going to do here. Most likely this will be destructed till end and no use of Azovstal anymore.
Months that they had the Ukrainian forces hold up in here, forces including Azov Battalion, which are heavily integrated with the Ukrainian forces. So this is kind of a result, as you can see. What's your impression?
I think Ukrainians were very good prepared because they had here the bases. They were actually ready to follow the war from 2014. This, as of Stali, is incredibly big, so we just walk here and there are a big network of the corridors, so they could go from one part of the Azovstal to the other without any problems, so they were using that. And if you really analyze Azovstal plan, you can see that there are minimum 6 floors, under the ground 9 floors, and it is a whole city under the ground.
Anybody else have a light?
We got our javelin here, protective case. The idea that America would furnish these types of weapons to terrorists, Nazi terrorists, that they designated in 2019, Congress designated the fact that they were terrorists in 2019. They can justify it any way they want, but we know the truth. And the truth is, they gotta keep Ukraine out of the hands of Russia for two reasons. One, they need a vehicle to launder their money. And the second one is because if anybody ever found out what these kleptocrats in Washington, D.C. are doing, it's all over for a lot of these politicians. They are fighting to the death for their reputations and for their livelihoods, their corrupt kleptocratic livelihoods. All these different weapons here. We still got a javelin left.
You were an American soldier.
Yeah.
Do you think that Ukrainians know how to use javelins?
Well, I mean, they were instructed.
How long do you need to be instructed for that?
Well, technically, the class is a 40-hour class, but it doesn't require 40 hours to figure out how to use a javelin. I mean, I could teach somebody how to use it proficiently in 10 hours.
What is your now feeling about this catacombs? How do you feel in that?
Oh, I mean, you smell the history of what was here. You smell blood. You smell maybe burnt flesh. You definitely smell the gunpowder and explosives that were here. And you smell it all around. It just saturates and permeates everything. The fact that my government would support people like this is disappointing, I guess you would say. And I hope the American people can see what our government is doing to these people. I mean, so many innocent people have died here in the Donbass region, not just during this conflict, but for 8 years. And everybody's turned a blind eye to it because, you know, kleptocratic politicians in our government were making money off of it, you know? So they never cared who they were giving these weapons to. And it's, it's sad for me.
How much is a javelin?
Cost? Mm-hmm. Last time I saw, the missile was $235,000. And the command launch unit, or CLU, which is like this little computer in sight that attaches to the side of the missile, I think that's about $150,000 or $200,000.
And this is javelins next to you?
This is an Enlaw.
Enlaw?
Yeah.
It's used for what for?
Well, it's the British version of the javelin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you there?
What, this?
Yeah.
Well, this is the case for the javelin.
It's USA.
Yeah, it's USA right here.
And, how many years you should be educating the javelin system in order to be a professional in it?
You 140-hour class, you can... Oh. The javelins, it's a complicated weapon, but once you know how to use it, it's very easy to use.
There is information that there was instructors from NATO countries, which was also presented in Azovstal. Now the information about this is a secret, confidential information, but still, it is extremely interesting. That will be soon told to journalists and told openly. And
you see anything good over there? Это интересно? Интересно?
Патроны.
What is it?
Rounds.
Rounds. Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Holy shit! A whole big bag. All my gun nut friends back home. You want some? You want some bullets? We got a whole load of them here.
Bon, alguno tranquilizante que permite generarse estos ideales.
Oh, oh, ni fega, se me está flying. Ah, sí, bien.
Yeah. You want to say something about that?
Uh-huh.
You guys are a cool team now, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the scene from 5 to 10 with all the Nazi stuff.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
Fucking hell. Get out of town. Just when you thought that they were making some of this shit up. Get out, what?
Yeah, that's a big ass flag.
It's fucking crazy.
Украинского националиста. Свою принадлежность азовцы определяли предельно точно.
What's the symbolism of 14?
That's the binary for Heil Hitler.
Ah.
With over half a billion American dollars stolen and stashed overseas, laundered from the aid money given to Ukraine, Zelensky betrayed his country for his American masters and caused thousands of innocent people to die. And though they could hardly be considered innocent, many of his forces died right here in Azovstal.